Options for health insurance coverage can be pretty limited in Alaska for small businesses and the self-employed. That includes commercial fishermen who make up a major segment of the economy. Some in the industry say the cost and lack of access to health insurance is a barrier to new fishermen and an ongoing concern for those already in the business. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
So I have to disclose right at the beginning, I commercial fish part of the year. I was confident that when I was working on my boat, I was covered by the comprehensive insurance my wife and I get through her state job. In the course of researching this story, I found out I was wrong, but I'll get back to that later. First, here's a full-time fisherman.
So when I listen to the news these days, you know, they're all about getting small businesses going again. We want small businesses to thrive and go small business.
Petersburg's Lance Watkins works in multiple fisheries.
I know I'm a very small business as a owner of my small fishing business, but I know other owners of their very small businesses, and their business decisions are extremely restricted because they have to worry about the high cost of health care.
Watkins was denied private insurance because he's a dive fisherman. He eventually qualified for major medical coverage through the Alaska Comprehensive Health Insurance Association. That state organization sells insurance to Alaskans who can't get it anywhere else, but it's limited and it's not cheap.
The way I figure it is it's a $10,000 deductible and a $5,000 premium for me. I'm paying $15,000 a year before I get any type of benefit from the health insurance. But I realize that health insurance is there in case something extremely catastrophic happens, and that's why you pay it, you know. So, you know, I don't expect to go to the hospital, or I don't go to the hospital, I don't go to the clinic, I take care of myself, and if something catastrophic happens, that's what the insurance is there for. So I'm playing the game.
Watkins is playing it safer than many fishermen who choose to forego insurance altogether. According to a 2009 study by a healthcare reform advocacy group called the Small Business Majority, 32% of Alaska fishermen were not covered. 75% said they preferred having the choice of a private or public health insurance plan. The Obama administration's Affordable Care Act of 2010 did not include a public or government-funded option as many had hoped. However, starting in January, it will prohibit insurance companies from denying coverage for pre-existing conditions. That's an idea 84% of Alaska fishermen agreed with, according to the Small Business Majority poll. The new federal law will also help subsidize the cost of private insurance depending on income, but the rates are expected to continue increasing. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance owner Sue Erickson.
What we've seen as the rates have changed year after year is families and individual fishermen opting for higher deductibles as a way to offset the monthly premium. But it gets to the point where you need to be pretty sick before the health insurance carrier is going to kick in.
Even Erickson wonders how long she'll be able to insure her half dozen employees. She says it's critical to provide those benefits, but the cost is ridiculous for a small group plan like hers. Erickson's husband is a fisherman who's covered under her policy. She says it would be less expensive for him to get an individual policy, but she doesn't want him to risk changing insurance because of a pre-existing back condition. He's like plenty of fishermen who depend on coverage from another job or their spouse's group insurance. I fall into that latter category. I'm covered under my wife's insurance with the Alaska State Employees Association Health Benefits Trust. Erickson suggests that I make sure I'm actually covered while I'm fishing.
Anyone, it wouldn't be just fishermen. There are some policies that would exclude work-related injuries for a self-employed person.
So my wife and I called the trust, and we were told that, in fact, our plan does not cover work injuries. United Fishermen of Alaska conducted a 2007 survey that found fishermen's options for both health care delivery and insurance were limited.
I think it's a barrier to growing Alaska's small business base through the commercial fishing industry.
UFA Executive Director Julianne Curry knows the situation firsthand.
And I know that there's a lot of people in the fishing industry that have to make the choice between being able to afford health care or being able to afford their boat payment and their gear payments and their house payment.
Fishermen hurt on the job can apply for aid through the Alaska Fishermen's Fund. Velma Thomas is administrator for that program, which exists partly because fishermen in Alaska are not covered under workers' compensation law.
So thus, there's kind of that paradigm, you know, how does the commercial fisherman get coverage? So the fund is basically, we're not an insurance company, but we're an emergency medical fund to assist with medical bills after other private insurance that may be available to the fishermen.
For instance, injured deckhands can seek medical benefits through their skipper's crew insurance if they have it. By law, the Fisherman's Fund can only pay up to $10,000 per claim. Applicants can ask the program's advisory council for more, but there's no guarantee. Over the last few years, only about 11% of the applicants had health insurance. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.